Good afternoon, Kitchener Waterloo. You're listening to Wadio Wham.
With Will and Sam. I'm Will.
And I'm Sam. I hope you're doing well this afternoon. Unfortunately, we can't be in the studio today, so you're actually listening to a pre-recorded episode.
This is our second pre-recorded episode, so it's a little different than usual, but we'll hang with it.
Yeah, we're going to try our best. Our theme this week is going to be road trip with an exclamation mark. I don't know, I guess the warm weather outside's got me thinking about summer, maybe doing some nice long drives to go home after this term, something like that. So we've made a little playlist that we thought you might want to listen to if you ever go on a big road trip.
Exactly, yeah. So getting things started here, we got a classic road trip song in my mind is Going Up to the Country by Canned Heat off their album On the Road Again. So check this one out. That song's just pure good vibes. Definitely just reminds me of traveling on a nice warm day on a bike or something.
Yeah, it's definitely very soothing. I want to roll the windows down, which I think is going to be a common theme for the rest of these songs.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we've got a Beatles classic, Across the Universe, Lennon classic. I watched that documentary over the winter.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and so I was listening to a lot of Let It Be, which I normally didn't used to listen to. But
yeah, I found that documentary really made me appreciate that album a lot more.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I never used to listen to it, and now I listen to it all the time. So yeah. This is Across the Universe by the Beatles.
Are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Jackaroo day, rays of broken light which dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe.
Yeah, like we were saying about the Beatles documentary that came out, really gave us another appreciation for the album Let It Be. It's got such a off-the-cuff kind of band jamming feel to it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I really like a lot of the tracks on it. And I think just for me, like being able to see how they made them is what really makes me appreciate them.
Oh, so fascinating, yeah.
Yeah, because you can pick out like so many more little details when you listen after having seen them, you know, work through it and everything.
Yeah, super cool seeing Paul make a... What was the song he made on that?
Get Back.
Get well, Back, yeah.
It's like a classic scene of him doing the little bass riff there. Yeah.
Super cool. But coming up next, we got a Canadian classic, The Tragically Hip, Rest in Peace. We got Ahead by a Century for their album, Trouble at the Hen House, Canadian classic.
To our thoughts, illusions of someday, cast in a golden light, no dress rehearsal, this is our I disappointing, you're getting me down.
I'm not too familiar with the Tragically Hip's music, but that's a song that I've heard, I feel like, 1,000 times, you know?
Yeah, I definitely know a lot of their more popular songs, just like you. I have not actually listened to a ton of their catalog either, so got to do that at some point.
Yeah, it's probably on my Canadian checklist, really, is to listen to some Tragically Hip.
Yeah, they kind of, I don't know, I guess just weren't on my radar. I completely forgot about them, but I really like that song. So worth going back, I think.
Yeah, up next, we got another Canadian band. But a couple decades later, it's Arcade Fire. This is from one of their newer albums, Everything Now. It's the title track off that album. Really good little poppier kind of song. So, yeah.
Yeah, and a fun fact about Arcade Fire. I learned this from a friend who went and saw them live, but apparently they can play all the instruments. All of them can play all the instruments.
Really?
Yeah, wow. So they kind of like stand in a circle, at least this concert that my friend went to, and then every time they switch songs, they like rotated.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's actually awesome. That was a really neat fact. I was like, what the heck are you talking about?
Check out the ultra-talented Arcade Fire, Everything Now.
Go Canada. Star. Every
ashes of everything. And in the black again, can't make it back again from everything now.
That was Everything Now by Arcade Fire.
Yeah, Arcade Fire is really known for their album in 2010, The Suburbs, which is also a great album, and it won an Album of the Year at the Grammys that year. But all their later stuff is really good. Like this album that this song is featured on, Everything Now, is a great album.
Yeah, yeah, I remember it coming out in high school and listening to it a fair bit.
Yeah, great track. What more is there to say?
Yeah. Next up, we've got a track from The Strokes off their 2020 award-winning album, The New Abnormal.
Fantastic album. Love The Strokes.
Yeah, I listened to this album a ton when the lockdown first started. We're going to be playing The Adults Are Talking. Enjoy.
Because you're all confused.
That was The Adults Are Talking by The Strokes.
Yeah, I really love The Strokes. I love their first couple albums as well.
Mm-hmm. That The New Abnormal for me was really the album that I started enjoying them. I never really listened to a ton until that album. That one really, I don't know, I really loved it.
Yeah, I definitely recommend their first two albums as well. Those are like the classic, like, best Strokes albums. This one's probably like one of them as well, to be honest, but those are the two really ones that did it for me, at least.
Yeah, and the lead singer, Julian Casablancas, man, his vocal range is always just shocking to me. I mean, it sounds like they have multiple singers on some tracks, but it's just him the whole time, which is always just wild.
So emotive. So good.
Yeah, yeah. Next up, we've got a song from Lime Cordial, which is an Australian band. This is kind of in that vein of like Australian surf rock, which is some music I really love, especially if you're driving a car on the highway. And the song is called Temper Temper off their album Permanent Vision. Temper Temper by Lime Cordial.
You are listening to 102.7 Radio Waterloo, CKMS.
Radio Wham with Will and Sam.
I'm Will.
And I'm Sam.
Yeah, it's a great track. I'm not too familiar with that band, but definitely give me summer road trip vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I mentioned, I think before that song, that's in that vein I call like Australian surf rock. A lot of it sounds pretty similar. It's definitely got a distinct genre, but it's great for road tripping.
Oh yeah, good vibes, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of good vibes, We got the most good vibes band I know. It's probably Talking Heads. This is a
very true, actually.
This pure good vibes, Talking Heads.
A lot of good vibes all around.
But up next, we got This Must Be the Place
by the Talking Heads.
Classic song, classic track.
Thank you.
What you just heard there was This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads off their album Speaking in Tongues.
Speaking of the Talking Heads, they need to update their YouTube page. It's pretty threadbare. We just had a look.
We really couldn't tell if it was the real YouTube page for the Talking Heads or is some person impersonating them, but...
Yeah, they didn't have many subscribers and, like, no photo. So if you can find their official page, let us know.
That'd be great. But as we were saying before, Talking Heads is probably the most good vibes band I know. And that's probably the most good vibes song I know. And when you're on the road trip, you want good vibes.
Yeah, nothing but good vibes. I can't stand that road rage. Trying to avoid it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Next up, we got a song from Bruce Cockburn, Canadian legend. Hope you like him as much as I do. This is Lovers in a Dangerous Time. I think this is a 1970 album. In the 70s?
I believe that.
Thanks. That's good. Yeah, the album's called Waiting for a Miracle, and the song is called Lovers in a Dangerous Time. I hope you enjoy.
Waiting
That was Lovers in a Dangerous Time by Bruce Cockburn.
Classic track. He also needs to update his YouTube page, though.
Yeah, his YouTube page is weird, at least the one we were just on. And also the album cover for this song was like totally wrong. It was like a weird goblin man with fire. So look up Lovers in a Dangerous Time and try and find that album cover. It's pretty jokes.
Yeah, we're giving away our hints here. We play from YouTube sometimes.
When we can't go sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Next up, we have a song from Rush.
Classic Rush song, Closer to the Heart, just a feel good, you know, lovey-dovey type song.
Mm-hmm. This is off their album, A Farewell to Kings. And whenever I hear this song, I always think of Trailer Park Boys, because I think the first time I heard this song is when there's the Trailer Park Boys episode where Rush is just like in the episode. They like got Rush in the episode.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and then I think like the end of the episode, they play this song.
I've never seen that show, to be honest. So.
Really? Yeah, I'll give you the episode. Everyone else should check it out too.
That's funny. Anyways, here's Rush, Closer to the Heart. What you just heard there was Rush with Closer to the Heart. I saw them live a couple years ago. Great show.
Cool. Yeah, I've never seen them live.
It was at R40, I believe. It's one of their last tours, I think. And great concert. Great drummer. Neil Peart.
I'm always just like so impressed by bands that have been touring for like this long, you know?
Yeah, it was really cool seeing them all up there at like their old age, right?
Yeah, such stamina to just keep going.
Yeah, shout out to old people that keep doing things.
That's a great shout out.
Yeah. Anyways.
Segueing to our next song. This is a song by the Manitoba band Royal Canoe. They're from Winnipeg. The song is called Exodus of the Year. It's very calming. It's kind of a nice, just like, chill song. Yeah, I don't know how much to say. You can listen to it for yourself. Enjoy. Thank you.
chasing another arrow of light. It's always the same somehow.
Was Exodus of the Year by Royal Canoe.
I don't know much about that band or that song, but I loved it.
Thanks. I really like that song.
Great,
I think,
great selection.
I think I found it through my parents, so I like that one.
That's cool. I love finding music through your parents. Speaking of which, we're playing Bruce Springsteen, which is also I'm familiar with because my dad plays Bruce Springsteen a lot on road trips and stuff, and this is a classic road trip song to me.
Yeah, this is I'm on Fire off of Born in the USA.
Classic. Check it out.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do? Oh, no, I can take you high. Like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire. Ooh, I'm on fire. I'm
What you just heard there was I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen off his album Born in the USA. Definitely reminds me of road trips with my dad.
Yeah, I Bruce Springsteen, all-American hero.
Amazing.
I'm really tired. I don't really know what to say, I feel like.
No, fair enough. Let's just go to the next song.
Yeah, the next song. The next song is by Faces, and it's called Ooh La La.
Ooh La La.
The album has the same name.
Check it out.
Check it out.
The trap you'd and the use you before you even know. For love is blind and you're far too kind. Don't ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger, the can't such a pretty show.
That was Ooh La La by Faces, 1973 album Ooh La La.
Classic song. We're going to play it with one last track. Thanks for joining us on this wonderful Sunday.
We have been Sam.
And Will with Wadio Wham.
Yeah, hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday and do some road tripping soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to summer. Here is another Beatles song, or from a Beatle, George Harrison, My Sweet Lord.
see you.